Part 4. Sample.
You will hear a teacher and a student talking in the politics classroom. Listen carefully.
Do you remember who served longer than anyone else as First Lady of the United States?
Eleanor Roosevelt.
That's right. She served 12 years. And even after the death of her husband, she had a distinguished career as a delegate to the United Nations.
What kind of things did she do?
As the wife of Franklin Roosevelt, she worked to help people who were disadvantaged, the poor, minorities, children, and old people. She traveled all over the world and reported her observations to her husband. Some of the reforms of the New Deal resulted from Eleanor's convictions.
How was she when she was young?
She was a shy, fearful child, convinced that she was a kind of ugly duckling. Her parents had both died by the time she was 10, and Eleanor lived with her grandmother, who called her Granny because of her shy, sober ways. But what young Eleanor lacked in confidence, she made up for in energy and conviction. She did not let her fear ruin her life.
I understand people referred to her as the First Lady of the World when she died. Why is that?
Eleanor was instrumental in the founding of the United Nations. She served as chairman of the UN Commission on Human Rights.